So I'm Cokey Smale, Fascist Shmos, Day 5, next up from 20B. Moshe HaYeroya Son Yisrael Chos Nokoyin Mijon. Moshe was pastoring the flock of Yisrael, his father-in-law, who is a priest of Mijon. B'chia Pasach, B'chia opened discourse for him and he said, Mizmor David Hashem Roi Lachsa, Psalm of David, Hashem is my shepherd, I don't lack anything. Koloma Hashem Roi, meaning to say, Aroa Shali, he is my shepherd, specifically to me. Ma Aroa Manhigas at Son Malicham Miratov, just like a shepherd leads the sheep and brings them to a good place to pasture. The Mira Shamein, fat place of pasturing, Kom Nachli Mayim, places rivers of water. Yashali Chosin Mesedek Mishpat, he straightens their going. Righteousness and judgment, which means that he doesn't allow them to pasture in other people's fields, and he gives them what's healthy for them. Also, Holy Must Be, he's written, and he makes me lie down in plush pastures, leads me on peaceful waters and calm waters. My soul restores. So, the soul is pastured, says Raya Muna, through faith, and Hashem gives the faith good, the soul fat, good lights of faith that restore it and give it, enliven it to be attached to Him. Just like a shepherd gives his flock a good place to pasture and get nourishment. Rabbi Yossi said, Yossi Derech Royal in Hog Betzedek Asano, it's the way of the shepherd to lead his flock in righteousness, in a good way. Harchikem in a gezel, make them far from what's stolen. And he can be measure, lead them straight. And the rod is in his hand, they shouldn't tilt to the right or the left. He pastures Israel to lead them straight. All the time, the rod in his hand, they shouldn't tilt to the right and to the left to make sure they shouldn't do any sins. Another explanation, Moshe was pasturing. So in other words, the Zohar is explaining that the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that Moshe was pasturing. It's a mashal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I think it's based on underlying thing. The Medrash says that Moshe, one of his sheep, ran away, and he ran after it, and he was very concerned about the little sheep to take care of it. And Hashem said, you see, you have this mercy even on a sheep, so I see you're the one who's fit to lead my people. So, through this, that Moshe was careful about his sheep, Hashem saw that he was careful about his people to pasture them just like Hashem himself does. Hashem needs someone in the world also to do it, to make an awakening from below in order to complete his pasteurizations as well from above. And Moshe Rabbeinu merited through what he did, the way he pastured the sheep below, and that's why the Torah makes a point of pointing it out. Davar Achad, another explanation, Moshe HaYeroi, Moshe was pasturing. Amar B'yosi, Sir B'yosi, Tei Delach, Yerushanot, Yerushakol Zman, Sheroi, Chachom, La'al, Esono, as long as the shepherd is smart to lead his sheep. He's ready to receive the yoke of the heavenly kingdom. And if the shepherd is foolish, about him it says, there's hope more for the fool than him. Leads them wrong way, chas v'shalom. Leads people not to think about Hashem, so then he's in bad shape. Moshe was smart. An expert in leading his flock. Bori, come and see me, David, from David Melch Shemar. It says by him, Shmuel Aleph, 16:11. V'nei roi son, behold, he was pasturing sheep. And the flock, l'lametcho, sh'David chachom gadol hoya, to teach you that David was a great sage. V'nei roi son, k'din k'shura. He pastured his flock in the law, and straightly. Fika chaso kodesh brochu melech l'Israel. Therefore, he must be made him king of Israel. So a person never knows what he's doing in this world. It can be a small thing. Hashem could be testing him. And he might not know they might be auditioning secretly for some position above. So it always pays to do things straight in the right way. Because even if no human being sees, Hashem always sees. Whatever a person does certainly affects what kind of position Hashem is going to give him. Lamad son l'bokar, and why sheep and not a herd of cows? Amar Yehuda, Israel is certainly growing son. Israel is called sheep. Shneimar, it says, Yechezkel 34:31. Vatein soni, and you are my flock. Son mar isi. Flock of my pasteurizing. Adam Atem, you are Adam. In the true level that man was created for, like sheep, in this that you're humble to me, and you're white, pure from sin. And as the measure says, every part of the sheep is holy, every part is used for mitzvah, so every part of us is used for mitzvah. It's even written also over there in Yechezkel 36:38. Kedoshim Yerushalayim, like holy sheep, like the sheep of Yerushalayim. Jerusalem sheep, famed throughout the world. Just like the sheep when they sacrifice an altar because of them, merit the life of the world to come. Kach das amanik Israel, one who leads Israel kedin kashura and law and properly, because of them he merits to the life of the world to come. Vod, and furthermore, haro eson, the one who pastures the sheep, kishetson yoldos haro notil osem t'loim b'chiko. When the sheep give birth, the shepherd takes them. Sheep in his bazim k'nei shelo yilu v'igo, no, they shouldn't be weary and tired. Licham achari mosem rachim elhem. Leads them after their mothers, has mercy upon them. Kach amanik Israel, that's Jewish leader. Sorach lan hilam b'rachmim, has to lead them mercy, v'lo v'achzeris, not cruelly. He has to keep them in line, but with mercy. Bring them to the mother, which means to give them, to nourish them with the light of Bina, the light of the Torah from above. To that, a merciful way connects them with the right thing and leads them to the right way to do the right thing. Saying to Hashem that you say to me, take them in your bosom, which means that that's actually the way Moshe Rabbeinu was treating the people. Ma roya es etzon, just like the one who shepherds the flock, kishu roya tov, matzil es etzon min azevim min reis, when he's a good shepherd, he saves the sheep from the wolves and from the lions. Kach amanik Israel, thus Jewish leader, imu tov, if he's good, matzilim min umos of the avodah zarah, he saves them from nations, the adulterers, and min din shel mailam, din shel matam, judging above, judging below, and judging above. Madrichan nechayel mabo, he leads them to eternal life. So the wolves that are in the lions are like judgment below and above, and a true shepherd causes them to teshuva, and he prays for them, and he sweetens the judgments for them, so he nullifies the accusations and saves them. Kach Moshe Roi Neman Hoya. Just thus Moshe was a faithful shepherd. That's why he's called Vayim Hem, the faithful shepherd out of all. Roi Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shekadai Hilo Rosh Yisrael, Vosso Adin Mamish, Shoi Roi Sitzon. The Holy and Blessed Be He saw that he was fit to pasture Israel in that same way, actually, just like he pastured the flock. Aksavim kfir roilem, the kavis kfir roilem. The male sheep corn is fitting them, and the females is fitting to them. Figak siv Moshe, o Moshe hoi roya sason Yisro, kosno ulo shalo. Therefore it says Moshe was pasturing the flock of Yisro, his father-in-law, and had his own. It shows that he was so careful even about someone else's sheep. So how much more so about his own? Hashem saw he was fit to be the Jewish leader.